like with Lamar Hunt passing, can you just kind of talk about it? I mean, obviously, tremendous impact to the sport of football.
Yeah, a very good man. You know, one of the few owners that would actually go out of his way to come up to you as an assistant coach or a coordinator, as a head coach, and sit down and talk to you. I knew him. He came up to me when I was just assistant coach and actually started a conversation at one time. And that doesn't happen very often. So I've had a chance to know him for a number of years, and obviously he's meant a lot to the league. But just a good gentleman and a good man. We'll miss him.
You're a real football guy, Mike. I mean, he made the Super Bowl. His whole life was pretty much football.
Oh, very much so. You know, the pioneer. You know, how he got started and what he did, what he accomplished, and how he handled himself, you know, through the years, and what he did for the league. I think he always put the league first, which was very impressive.
I was very close to Lamar and his family and Norma, and we were competitors for 23 years, twice a year. And you all know about Lamar's history in the National Football League and what he meant to the National Football League and the merger. But he meant a lot to me because he was a great guy to ask questions when I was younger, and a great mentor, and we were great competitors. You know, I mean, playing the Chiefs in Kansas City was always a significant experience one way or the other. And him coming over here was always a significant experience one way or the other. And as I look at it from the standpoint of now, I think Kansas City was probably a bigger rival than the Raiders, you know, and that's my thoughts now. Maybe it's just because the Raiders aren't playing as well as they used to be, but I always felt Kansas City was a bigger rival for us than Oakland. So, you know, I have a great deal of respect for Lamar. I have a great deal of respect for his family. I imagine his son's going to take over and run the team, and Clark will do a great job, and I hope that's what happens. And I look forward to doing business with Clark, because he's a lot like his father.
He's also got Pat, who really put the league first, even in front of his team to a large extent, didn't he?
Yeah, I think, you know, that was one of the things that I took away from my relationship with him, is when you're thinking about just your team, you're thinking you're doing the wrong thing. You got to think about the league and what the implications are for the league. And that's very true, and I learned that. I think I like to think that way too. I mean, it's always great to think about you and your team, but if we don't have 31 other teams all thinking as one group, or 32 teams thinking as one group, at times we have big problems, and Lamar always addressed it that way.
Is it true that he had a lot to do with the continuation of the Denver franchise? That he, you know, really did he save it, or whatever?
Well, you know, that was prior to my time. I think back in the late 60s and the 70s, early 70s, and basically when it was the American Football League. I do think Lamar had a lot to do with really helping out the Phippses when they were having big problems here in Denver. And Lamar was the founder of the AFL, and he and Bud Adams, actually. And so I think, the answer is yes. That was a long time before I got here.
And, of course, he named the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, he came up with the name, and I guess at the time everybody thought, well, maybe that's a little ostentatious or whatever, but it turned out to be a great name.